This news update sponsors are Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 14th in the courthouse in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a hearing at 9:10 a.m. to amend the county's Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. At 9:20 a.m., Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens will explain and present the fiscal year 2025 grant application. Some of the other items on the preliminary agenda that are expected to be approved include the proposed Michigan Department of Transportation agreement with the Huron Transit Corporation, along with contracting to have agricultural appraisals studies done, and the upgrading the digital recording system of district court. And multiple Republican candidates are contending for Huron County Commission district seats in the upcoming August election, which now feature four-year terms instead of the previous two-year terms. Out of the county's seven commission districts, only two have uncontested races. In District 1, incumbent Sammy Corey is running unopposed. In District 2, newcomer Kurt R. Geiger and Matt Carrion are competing for the seat. Incumbent Michael Messner is not seeking re-election. Meanwhile, District number 3 sees incumbent Todd Tulaski facing off against newcomer J. Scott Most. In District 4, incumbent Steve Vaughn is challenging the newcomer Darren R. Smithers. District 5 has three candidates vying for the seat, with incumbent Donald Musser facing challenges from newcomers Sandra Guza and John Hunt. Incumbent Joe Murphy is being challenged by newcomer Colby Goza for the district number seats. And in district number 7, incumbent Mary Ellen Babcock runs unopposed. And in a collaborative effort between Sebring Police Department and Bayview Gardens, the Sebring Community Garden has blossomed, offering residents a green space to cultivate both crops and community bonds. The brainchild of Joyce, Mike, and Don from BVG, the garden found its roots in a casual conversation that ignited enthusiasm in the chief of police, Steve Repke. Located conveniently on the west side of BVG along 7th Street, the garden invites all to join in its growth. The grand opening Stake Your Claim event is set for Wednesday, May 15th at 3:45 p.m., with plans for amenities like a garden shed, benches, and a friendship garden plant exchange day. The Sebring Community Garden is poised to become a hub of community activity and growth. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Dr. Paul Arellano has recently joined the ranks of Sure Health, and we're proud to now offer neurology right here in the Thumb of Michigan. So, Dr. Arellano, why don't you explain what kind of areas you handle within the branch of neurology?
Diseases I handle involve dementia, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, headaches of all types, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, peripheral neuropathies, muscular dystrophies. So there's a wide variety of issues that a neurologist deals with.
So what made you choose Sure?
I really want to make a difference, and I think working here, I'll be needed, and the team here is terrific. They are fully ready and able to support me, and I think we will make a big difference.
A referral is needed from your primary care provider to see Dr. Paul Arellano with neurology right here at Sure Health. For more information, you can watch his entire video today by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Sheriff Kelly Hansen announced that in honor of National Police Week, all Huron County Sheriff's Office staff will wear black ribbons over their badges to pay respects to fallen officers. Established in 1962 by President Kennedy, National Police Week is a time to honor law enforcement nationwide. Locally, we remember Sheriff Joseph J. Murray, who lost his life on Lake Huron in 1932. and Deputy Sheriff Kelly J. Vermeersch, who died in a patrol car crash in 2000. As we observe National Police Week from May 11th to May 17th, let's reflect on the dedication of these fallen heroes and the risks law enforcement faces daily to keep our communities safe. And Harbor Beach Schools announced via their Facebook page that the senior parade is being postponed. This decision comes in the wake of the sudden passing of a parent of one of the senior class members. In a compassionate move, the school's administration chose to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this difficult time. As of now, the makeup date and time remain undetermined, emphasizing the importance of flexibility from all Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The announcement on social media not only serves to inform, but also calls upon the wider community to assist in spreading the word about the postponement. And a collision on M46 near Isles Road in Moore Township on Thursday afternoon prompted an urgent response from St. Lake County Emergency Services, resulting in one fatality and four injuries. According to initial reports, a 31-year-old woman from Snover attempted to pass another vehicle while traveling eastbound on M46. Tragically, this maneuver led to a head-on collision with a westbound 2019 Buick Enclave driven by a 15-year-old teen from St. Clair County who was accompanied by family members. Emergency responders, including Sinilac EMS, Marlette EMS, and Eastern Huron Ambulance Service, swiftly arrived at the scene. The Snover woman was transported to McLaren-Lapeer Regional Hospital for further care, with occupants of the Buick, including a 49-year-old mother, her 11-year-old son, and her 48-year-old mother, received attention from the EMS teams. Sadly, the grandmother succumbed to her injuries, and the young boy was transferred to Flint Hurley Medical Care Center for specialized treatment. Despite wearing seatbelts, the circumstances surrounding the collision remain under investigation. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Looking to add some new life to a room in your home? Visit Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe to shop indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, custom blinds, and more. Let us help you get the change you're looking for. Our showroom offers a wide variety of styles and price points so everyone can find just what they need. Hundreds of recliners on hand. From rocker recliners to accent chairs, they have them. Sectional sofas, sofa sleepers, bedroom sets, and dining room tables in all sizes from small to large banquet tables. Come see our selection of accessories like wall art, pictures, lamps, area rugs, greenery, and table decor. Find a wide selection of indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, and custom blinds. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Stop into Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Memorial Day weekend is shaping up to be one for the record books, with AAA projecting a remarkable 43.8 million travelers hitting the road or taking to the skies. This surge marks a 4% increase from last year and comes close to the record set in 2005. Road trips are leading the charge, with a record 38.4 million people opting for the convenience of car travel. Gas prices are expected to stay steady, offering some relief to drivers. Airports, however, are gearing up for a spike in travelers, with 3.51 million expected to fly, the busiest since 2005. Prices are holding steady for domestic flights. Nearly 2 million will travel by alternate modes like buses and trains, marking a return to pre-pandemic levels. For those hitting the road, INRIX advises early departures to avoid congestion. With excitement building, Memorial Day weekend promises a return to travel not seen in years. And smarter vehicles could mean some of the most dramatic changes for the traditional traffic signal since the yellow light was added more than a century ago. Researchers at North Carolina State University and the University of Michigan are testing how to tap into the new technology found in the U.S. vehicle fleet to directly influence traffic signals and reduce congestion. The North Carolina State study even imagines a time when there could be so many self-driving vehicles on the road that a fourth light, a white one, could be added to allow them to lead the way. Michigan's research relies on connected vehicles made by General Motors and seeks to adjust free time lights based on traffic. And a Michigan judge has sentenced the former executive of a Massachusetts specialty pharmacy to at least 10 years in prison for the deaths of 11 people in 2012. They were injected with tainted pain medication, which caused a meningitis outbreak that affected hundreds across the U.S. Barry Caden's sentence for involuntary manslaughter will be served at the same time as his current federal sentence for other crimes tied to the outbreak. Judge Matthew McGivney says that Caden put the bottom line over innocent lives. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Artificial intelligence voice cloning technology carries so many risks of harmful impersonation that major technology companies are wary of letting people use it. But a team of Rhode Island doctors and their 21-year-old patient found that it can also hold tremendous benefits. Alexis Bogan felt she lost a part of her identity last year when she emerged from brain surgery unable to speak fluently. So doctors working with ChatGPT maker OpenAI created a synthetic version of her old voice based on a 15-second video clip she recorded in high school. She can make it say whatever she wants in a voice that sounds like her own. And two horses stuck deep in the mud for hours are free after being pulled out by a dozen rescuers in Connecticut. The animals emerged tired but safe. Members of the Lebanon Volunteer Fire Department, who responded to the call Saturday afternoon, found the horses partially on their sides with their legs covered by mud. Dozens of rescuers worked to free an escape path and position sleds under the animals so they could be pulled out. More than a dozen people pulled the horses free using the sleds and rope. And a light plane has landed safely without landing gear after circling an Australian airport for almost 3 hours to burn off fuel. Police say the 53-year-old pilot and his passengers walked unaided from the twin turboprop Beechcraft Super King Air on Monday after landing at Newcastle Airport. Paramedics checked all three at the airport and none needed to be taken to the hospital. The plane had just taken off from Newcastle when the pilot raised the alarm about the landing gear issues. Video showed the plane landed around 3 hours later without incident. Fire engines and ambulances were among emergency services standing by. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsors are Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manners, professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Maurer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe.